This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. World Bank announced today it's doubling the fund, $200 billion over 5 years, to help poor nations adjust to global warming. The bank's announcement comes as negotiations from 200 countries start a two-week-long climate change conference in Poland. Mikhail Kurteka, head of the conference, says they must seek an agreement on curbing climate change.
The United Nations Secretary General is counting on us, all of us, to deliver. And there is no plan B.
The climate change talks got a boost from 19 of 20 G20 nations meeting in Buenos Aires, reaffirming their commitment to fighting climate change. U.S. and China have agreed to a small truce in their escalating trade war after a meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping following the G20 summit in Argentina. Mr. Trump spoke with reporters on the flight back to Washington from the summit.
It's an incredible deal. It goes down, certainly, if it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made. It's a deal between the United States and China made by the president and the president. And it'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
President Xi said, "Only with cooperation between us can we serve the interest of world peace and prosperity." On news of a deal, the China's main market index was up 2.7%. An anti-immigrant Eurosceptic far-right party has won its first-ever seats in Spain's Andalusian regional elections. Vox Party claimed 12 seats, giving a majority to the conservative bloc. The vote was seen as a first electoral test for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's Socialist Party since they took power in June. The Socialists won 33 seats. This is VOA News. An American drone airstrike in southern Afghanistan has killed a key Taliban military commander, dealing a serious blow to the insurgent group. Afghan and Taliban officials identified the slain man as Mullah Abdul Manan. The claim by Taliban is that the slain leader successfully led the insurgents to capture 95% of Helmand from American-backed Afghan forces. Pope Francis has lit a candle to signal the start of a global campaign to push for peace in Syria. Here's AP's Charles Della Desma.
The Pope's lighting of the candle with the images of some 40 Syrian children, mostly from Aleppo, launches a global campaign for Syria, which the organization Aid to the Church in Need says involves some 50,000 children of different religions from war-torn Syrian cities. Francis wants a movement of peace in the war-torn country, which has been martyred by a war, he says, which has lasted for nearly 8 years. He's told believers gathering in St. Peter's Square on the first Sunday of the Advent season leading up to Christmas that Advent is a time of hope. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol starting today. He died late Friday at the age of 94. University of Virginia political scholar Larry Sabato remembers Mr. Bush, who served a single term in the White House from 1989 to 1993.
As people look back and as people are recollecting the Bush presidency, it looks a heck of a lot better than it did at the end of it. Bush, of course, was defeated for re-election, and most people at the time considered him a failed president. But now I think we can see in retrospect that he was actually quite successful, arguably the best one-term president we ever had.
President Bush will receive a state funeral on Wednesday. The supply chain of food and other goods delivered to the port of Anchorage in the state of Alaska from the rest of the U.S. has not been disrupted by a powerful earthquake. Anchorage is home to about 40% of all Alaskans. The magnitude 7.0 quake rattled the state's largest city Friday. There were no reports of deaths, serious injuries, or structural damage. Anchorage Fire Chief Jody Hetrick says she's very proud of the way her department and all the residents handled the quake.
The response from the community has been phenomenal. The response from our first responders, utilities, municipal employees, everyone else has been terrific. That's exactly what we expected to see, and we're going to continue that effort and that work.
Schools will be closed for the whole week as damage assessments are done, conducted to make sure that the buildings are safe for staff and students alike. This is VOA News.